With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House votes to elect Republican Conference Vice Chair Mike Johnson from Louisiana, the fourth GOP nominee, as its new speaker.
Johnson cleared the 217-vote threshold needed to win the gavel on the House floor, receiving the support of all but one Republican who chose not to vote. The final tally was 220 to 209. Johnson won his party's nomination Tuesday night, hours after Majority Whip Tom Emmer from Minnesota was forced to withdraw from the race amid GOP opposition. Johnson's election brings more than 3 weeks of gridlock to an end. The House has been paralyzed since the historic ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Edwin Mora, Washington.
And Johnson enjoyed rave reviews from GOP colleague Elise Stefanik of New York.
A man of deep faith, Mike epitomizes what it means to be a servant leader. A deeply respected constitutional lawyer, Mike has dedicated his life to preserving America's great principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
President Biden says during his visit to Israel last week, he did not seek any assurances from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he would wait until all hostages being held by Hamas were freed before he launches a ground invasion into Gaza.
What I have indicated to him is that if that's possible to get these folks out safely, that's what he should do. It's their decision.
Former President Trump and his former lawyer turned foe, Michael Cohen, back in a New York courtroom.
Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, testified yesterday. He worked to boost the supposed value of Trump's assets to, quote, whatever number he told us to. Trump's lawyers and the former president himself portrayed Cohen as a serial liar who pleaded guilty to tax evasion and lying to Congress.
That is correspondent Julie Walker on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 101 points. This is SRN News. Abortion bans are leading to fewer abortions, as one might expect. Here's Michael Harrington with a closer look.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped by nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the arguments of some who suggested that repeating Roe v. Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in London say anti-Semitic incidents are up more than 1,000% since Hamas launched its violent attack against Israel earlier this month. The city has seen pro-Palestinian rallies and the defacing of posters showing the Israelis who were taken hostage by the Hamas terrorist group during the attack. The police have responded by increasing patrols near Jewish schools and synagogues. This is SRN News. Australia's oldest city, Sydney, is reviewing statues of its colonial figureheads after an Indigenous leader raised concerns about what he called offensive plaques, ignoring historical atrocities.
Sydney has 25 government-funded statues of Australia's early colonial leaders. Yvonne Weldon, the city's first Aboriginal councillor, believes many of their inscriptions are inaccurate, misleading, and offensive.
That is the BBC's Phil Mercer reporting. The first major snowstorm of the season expected to hit the Northern Cascades and Rockies this week. Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says drivers should think twice before heading out into bad weather.
The roads will become more and more difficult to travel due to the snow and ice coverage across the road. And there is the potential for blowing snow as well with this system, which would reduce visibility. So we always advise people to plan ahead.
That is forecaster Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service, and this is SRN News.